Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Snow hands.
Craigslist missed connections.
It's Tuesday.
Bow.
You know what that means.
Now what?
St. Louis.
It's not Monday.
Snacky snacks. If only.
It's going to be our buffer between all your...
Is it? I like it.
We've changed it up a
little.
Might
be apropos. Car help. Looking for my knight in shining armor. You helped me wait for the tow truck when my car was broke down several weeks ago. We chatted in your car, which led to sex.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow, that escalated quickly.
Waiting for the tow truck. Just minding our own business, passing the time. Hoping you had a nice time. I did not.
What?
Might have been the car. Might have been you. Would like to try it again, though, to be sure.
Snicky snacks.
My gas station. I come in all the time. And you work there. You usually work behind the counter. I can't seem to get you out of my head. I know you'll never see this. And I'm older, chubby, and attached.
Wow, oh, what a catch.
Sell it. But I wanted to tell you that you're a permanent fixture in the front of my brain. If you do see this by some stretch of the imagination, give me a sign sometime and let me know if you have the same feelings. Because I'm on my way to see you right now.
Snicky snacks.
Oh, the last two, they're a toss-up. I'm not sure which one to go with. Let's try this one for number three. The warehouse. Yesterday afternoon, you picked up a couple items from the warehouse I was working at. Even though you appeared to have a wedding ring on, I felt a total vibe. Thought I caught you checking out my crotch. I was definitely checking you out. And even though you were also checking out the crotch of my buddy, I'd still like to hook up sometime.
Maybe she has bad peripheral vision.
Could be.
She has
Snicky snacks.
Bifocals.
Go look down.
Bifocals. The checkout line. You got in line behind me at the checkout last night, and I felt like you were staring at me. I thought I caught you checking me out. I was the dude in the basketball shorts and the I'm with her mom t-shirt. No. Dude. No.
Snicky snacks. Snicky snacks.
Craigslist missed connections.
Today's best music.
Y98 with Taylor Swift and Bad Blood. Ooh, we're going to talk divorce. There's some bad blood.
Well, I read this headline, and wouldn't you click on it? Why lawyers predict a wave of divorce this year.
Okay.
Curious? I'm in.
Yeah, right.
So I clicked on it, and it's all about the new tax plan that will go in effect at the end of, or for next year.
Oh, the new tax plan. Paul Valiati has a lot to say about
it. I want to know what your dad, like, okay, what has your dad told you about the new tax plan? Because he's a former IRS guy.
Yeah, yeah. And he's very by the book.
Yes.
You know.
But
like,
has he given you any insight?
Well, the thing we talked about the most was he's waiting to see. This is the guy where the day the new tax plan and all the rules come out, he will like buy the book and read it cover to cover. I mean, this is who he is. This is his life.
And not the Cliff Notes version.
No, not the Cliff Notes. No, he's going to, you know. Deep reading here. He talked about medical deductions for me because I have had a lot of them in the last couple years. I don't know if you know, I was a little sick.
Yeah, right.
But last year, in addition to all of my regular checkups and CT scans and medicines and all of that stuff. I started doing some alternative treatments, which are not covered by insurance, and they expensive.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, after this, well, maybe this year.
I think it's
it'll be, well, this year, because it's going to be your taxes next year. You won't be able to deduct those. And you're allowed to deduct them, according to Paul, if they total more than 10% of your total income.
And they do.
Let that sink in for a minute. They do. So that's a lot of money that you can't deduct.
Right. All right.
So what's the divorce thing?
Okay.
Same thing?
The divorce thing is fascinating because I've never been divorced.
Yeah.
Lance has.
Yes. Couple times. I'm good at it.
But I don't know if Lance had to pay alimony.
No, because I was always married to people who made more money than me.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, well, that's the key. Mm-hmm. That's the key, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody. Half of you. Right?
Payers of alimony have long received a tax break on what they paid for alimony, while the recipients have to pay an income tax on the payments. So I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
A man in the highest income tax bracket who pays his wife $100,000 in alimony.
A year. Uh-huh.
$85,000 for the woman after taxes.
Oh, so she gets $100,000 a year, but after taxes, it's 85. Okay.
This guy that pays $100,000 actually pays, and I'm saying guy, it could be female too.
Right. Okay? It's just an example.
It's written like this. The guy that pays the $100,000 actually pays about $60,000.
Oh, because he's allowed to deduct $40,000 in taxes or tax deductions.
Yes.
Oh, so everyone's
rushing.
Because really he's really only paying $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
And so next year they might argue that
amounts too much.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He can't afford to do that.
Or she can't.
He can. The person who's paying can't afford to pay $100,000, but they can't afford to pay $60,000. So you're saying in a court of law, alimony payments in general are going to go down.
Big time.
Ooh, so everyone's rushing to get divorced.
Yes. And it says that removing this deduction.
Well, were you like waiting? What were you waiting for in the first place?
Yeah, I think that those are people that have lots of
money.
I don't know.
I was going to get divorced, but I might wait a couple years. I don't really.
They say that it's expected, this deduction, removing the deduction, is expected to raise $6.9 billion over the next decade and help offset the cost of tax cuts.
Wow.
Offset the cost of tax cuts. Wow.
Listen, I don't understand it.
I don't know. I did a report in seventh grade about a 15% flat tax for everybody. Jerry Brown was very in favor of it. I think that would simplify it.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. You did a tax paper.
Yeah, right. Look at my dad.
You had the expert right. Mm-hmm. Right in your living room.
Yeah, right.
Flat was he tax. The most proud of
no,
you?
No, I don't think he was, because I think that would eliminate, that would have eliminated his job.
You got a D.
Oh, it's very similar to my dad not liking pork as much as beef. He's a pork man.
Right, right.
Do you know how I earn a living?
Listen, Dad, it was just a report. Lance Hildebrand now at the heart of the rush hour.
Sponsored by David's Bridal.
198, Katy Perry, who performed at the Super Bowl a few years ago. Right?
Yeah. Didn't she?
Mm-hmm. I know. They all start to blur together. As the Patriots wins did too. Tom Brady is being criticized because he still has not congratulated Nick Foles. They say he's being a sore loser.
Whoa.
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
I did see the picture of Giselle hugging him.
Yeah, where it looked like he was crying.
It did.
She said, "Congratulations, Eagles, for winning the Super Bowl." She was incredibly proud of the Patriots for giving their best. You remember she was criticized
a few years ago
when they played the Giants, right? Because she went after some of the Patriots, some of Tom Brady's team members.
She was yelling. Like, he can't do everything.
Right.
You know, if you would step up and, ooh, that made her look really bad. So I think she carefully crafted. I don't trust anything she does.
She said congratulations to all of them, like back in the locker room.
Yes.
People said they saw her congratulating them.
But is it genuine, or is she doing it because she doesn't want to be criticized like last time? I don't know. But she also, you know, her kids were sad, and I get it.
Yeah.
They're rooting for their dad, and he doesn't win the Super Bowl. But just this phrase, she apparently said, sometimes you have to let other people win. The word let. You didn't, it's not like the Patriots said, you know what, we have enough wins, we're just going to hand it to them.
You don't always win.
Right.
Sometimes other people win.
Right.
I do think it's a great lesson to teach your kids.
Yes, because they are going to, they have a nice life of not a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, but, except for the sweets thing. They can't have a lot of sugar. That's kind of traumatic. They're going to be the ones that are hoarding donuts when they're 22.
You have to let other people win. Mm. And then, remember the guy who bet all that money on the World Series?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Won the first game, rolled his money over to the next one, rolled it, $14 million.
And he's the one that made that big bet.
He made a big bet on the Eagles.
Oh, on the Eagles.
Oh, that's right, he did.
It was the biggest, they
said.
He bet
on the Eagles. He won at least $6 million.
Man. But he bet, you know, that...
He bet a lot.
I want to know all of his losses. We've only heard about these two big wins. How many millions has he lost? Is he deducting it out in taxes? This might be the last year you can do that, sir.
So curious.
Okay, it's time for the news and traffic. Cloudy today. Chance for light snow, but it looks like it's not going to happen until later if it does at all. 30 the high today, 19 now downtown. And Lance with the latest on the roads.
And it's sponsored by Staples West.
Y98, it's the morning show with you at 8:10. Lance, Kevin, Courtney, and Jen, and this new story that apparently ticked a bunch of people off last night when I put it up on Facebook. Doritos is owned by Pepsi, and the CEO is a woman named Indra Nooyi. She did a podcast recently and said they're planning a new line of Doritos for the ladies. Yes. A lady-friendly version of Doritos.
What makes it different?
Yeah.
What's lady-friendly mean? Loritos.
Yeah, it should be Loritos, and the tagline should be, ladies, you're no fun. She said, women don't like to crunch too loudly in public, and they don't lick their fingers generously, and they don't like to pour the little broken pieces into their mouth. But women love to carry a snack in their purse. So basically, these Doritos are less crunchy, they have less cheese powder, and they come in bags that will easily fit into your purse. You've taken all the fun out of the chip.
Right. Less cheesy, that's my favorite. You know when you open a bag of Doritos and it's an extra cheesy version? Oh.
When I was younger, I used to lick the cheese off the Dorito.
Oh, I did the same thing. And then eat the Dorito.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's your own saliva.
I mean, I wouldn't do that in public, but...
I might.
Lady-friendly Doritos.
So there's no crunch. Like, the whole thing about chips to me is that texture of a chip.
When I am, you know, super, super healthy and cutting out stuff, the one thing I miss that a crispy vegetable cannot replicate is the crunch of a Dorito.
Okay. They should call this, what's that thing that people have that they can't stand the sound of? Other people eating or chewing is
co-workers?
No, well, I do have my Jen's never bothered me with her eating except for the smells. But I mean, I never hear you eat.
You don't? Okay.
No. Kevin is a loud, hard candy eater.
Yes.
And if he's got a sucker, it's hitting all the teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's a disorder, Courtney.
A disorder? There's no Z in disorder.
That's how bad it is.
Guy ate two things that are not loud items.
Apples?
No, oranges.
Yeah. Oranges.
And yogurt. He was a real yogurt slurper. So I think that maybe people that hate the sound It would doesn't not want the listen, crunch? I'm trying to help them. It's embarrassing.
Yes. Well, somebody said it reminds them of Bic for Her. Remember, like, the lady friendly pens?
No, why?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What's that? Mm. What was different about them?
Bic for Her. We talked about it, I don't know, like maybe 5 years ago or something. An elegant design, a thin barrel to fit a woman's hand, and pretty pastel colors.
I've got man hands.
I know.
You know, the thing is, a lot of these ideas, there is a market for it, but it's not going to be a mass market.
Right. It seems like it's a slap a little bit. Yeah. Like women aren't allowed to eat.
Ooh. When I posted it last night, women were having none of it. Somebody said, and we're supposed to be making progress. Somebody else said, oh, yeah, those chips, the lady-friendly chips that don't crunch, those are called stale.
Right.
Someone else said, OMG, how will my coworkers know it's snack time for me? Someone said I can eat a regular crunchy Dorito without losing my femininity. And then my favorite, because, you know, we're all ladies here. This woman said,
what?
No thanks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, our listeners. No thanks. If my loud crunching bothers you, you can piss off.
I agree.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we are apparently not lady friendly.
But the one good thing about this story is everybody's craving Doritos now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So was this even a real
thing? Is it real or not?
I'm not sure.
It's a seed that's been planted. This afternoon, if you get Doritos, this is why.
Oh, I'm totally making it to the vending machine before 10. Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
Ooh, I had some Doritos at 4:30 this morning.
Of course you did.
Breakfast of champions.
Let's not be crazy.
Not crazy.
He's Mr. Vending Machine Breakfast.
That's right. Yep.
Yesterday I saw some Famous Amos and some pretzels on the counter.
Yes. Pretzels, I save a dime on pretzels. They're 90 cents.
Ooh.
Then I can make a phone call. Never mind. Traffic is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, 6440 Eastbound.
For it. Y98 with Taylor Swift at 8:30.
I don't know what we do without Wallet Hub on a daily basis, but we have a couple lists.
Okay.
Two of them from Wallet Hub.
Yeah.
One not. The two lists are the best and worst states for singles.
Mm-hmm.
And on that one, Illinois is one of the best. Number 8.
Oh, nice.
Missouri, 16.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They compared 50 states and 27 key indicators of dating and friendliness.
I'm more impressed by Missouri because Illinois, Chicago is carrying the whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's a great city for singles.
But Missouri, yeah. I mean, so there you go. That's one. The other Wallet Hub one was the best and worst cities for celebrating Valentine's Day, which we all need to know.
Worst city.
St. Louis is number 38.
Ooh.
And they take in factors like the cost of a 3-course meal.
Yeah.
At a fancy restaurant, hotel prices, attractions, nightlife, jewelry stores, florists, chocolate shops, per capita, and the weather forecast.
The weather.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That always brings us down.
Yep.
And then another thing that Kevin put up at Y98.com this morning, which I thought was interesting. They did a ranking of all the favorite Olympic events according to the countries. Like what they searched the most, what they viewed the most.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you think the U.S. was?
For Winter Olympics. Figure skating.
Lance, guess?
I would imagine figure skating too.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's our go-to. Maybe that's
Canada's curling.
Slalom, maybe?
Actually, Canada curling. I think Africa enjoys curling.
Oh, really?
Really?
But in the U.S., we share this favorite sport with Russia, hockey.
Oh, yeah.
I do love hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when we usually have a decent team.
Yeah. Is that all just Olympic searches, or is it just in general?
I don't know.
I'm sure we're searching for hockey, like, all the time.
I didn't delve deep, but you can see the map online at 198.com.
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a little bit. We will talk about celebrity birthdays. Of course, there are some good ones today. And the most viewed Super Bowl ads. Not only that, but how much Tide spent on their Super Bowl campaign.
Do you think it was like a, there was a reason because of the bad press? That wasn't their fault.
But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Tide Pod Challenge.
Right.
So it's coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Come home.
Hey, quick update on the police chase that is going on now. Lance has the latest.
Yeah, about 15 minutes ago, told you about that chase on the 70 corridor. Was going westbound at Lake St. Louis, turned around, came back eastbound from there. Speeds ranging 102 to 107. They came back eastbound on 70, exited at Jennings Station, and it looks like it's come to an end now on Jennings Station, just a little bit north of 70. That's where it looks like this police chase has finished up. We'll have more details right after the Schmig.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Starting out the Schmig with some sad news. Actor John Mahoney died Sunday at his home in Chicago at the age of 77. Of course, played Kelsey Grammer's dad on the sitcom Frasier, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite role.
No,
he was not a nice man,
die.
But he, of course, doesn't say anything.
Yeah, Lloyd, what are your plans for the future?
Spend as much time possible with Diane before she leaves?
Seriously, Lloyd.
I'm totally and completely serious.
Oh, really?
By the way, John Cusack tweeted, great actor, lovely, kind human. Anytime you saw him, you left feeling better. R.I.P. John. Also, when I look at all the back-in-the-day anniversaries, this is the day for early celebrity deaths. Falco died 20 years ago today.
Did he drive off a cliff or something weird like that?
His SUV collided with a bus, he was 40 years old. Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys died at 51 20 years ago today. And Arthur Ashe, of course, tennis legend, played here in St. Louis. And they have the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center in Forest Park, died at the age of 49. That happened 25 years ago. You know, he received a tainted blood transfusion and died from AIDS. Okay, so enough death. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. The top 10 most viewed Super Bowl spots, according to YouTube. Number one, Alexa. The most. Mm-hmm. It makes sense that the most popular commercial was also the most viewed. The Groupon commercial, though, with Tiffany Haddish comes in second.
They've been running that nonstop, though, before.
It aired before the Super Bowl. Pepsi Generations. This is the Pepsi, the one featuring, you know, Cindy Crawford and Britney and everybody.
It was average.
The Bud Night for Bud Light.
Oh, I was so disappointed. I love the buildup, but the Bud Night itself.
It wasn't great.
No.
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, which is on Amazon Prime. And Solo, A Star Wars Story. That makes sense because that was one of the few, if not the only commercial that hadn't aired before the Super Bowl or they hadn't leaked a preview of it. The most viewed video on Facebook was Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. And Tide. Okay, not only did they do their commercial, but then they popped up throughout the Super Bowl with these ads that looked like other people's ads, like the Budweiser Clydesdales and that whatchamacallit, the guy on the horse. What was that?
Old Spice.
Mm-hmm. There's a Mr. Clean ad. Somebody estimates they spent $16 to $18 million on the Super Bowl in an attempt, people believe, to cut off the bad publicity from the Tide Pod Challenge. That's not their fault that kids are dumb.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing. You can make more money if you stop locking the Tide at the Walgreens. Really?
And several Eagles players, including Chris Long, plan to skip the White House visit.
Oh, really? Mm.
I only mentioned it because of Chris Long, you know, being with the Rams. And the Super Bowl down about 7% in viewership from last year, but the 10th most watched Super Bowl in history. I think people didn't want to watch, maybe.
Because it's Patriots again.
Right.
And then they saw the fourth quarter, like how it was close, and then they all tuned in. Online at Y98.com, Lindsay Lohan delivering her 8 favorite Mean Girls quotes.
She's like, please, somebody pay attention to me.
And Melissa McCarthy was on Ellen yesterday. Very funny if you see it on YouTube, talking about her golden retrievers. But she's promoting her new film, Life of the Party, where she drops her daughter off at college. Her husband says he wants a divorce. And then she decides to finish up the degree she never completed.
I love everything she does. And she is a great storyteller, too.
Yeah, the story about the golden retrievers is
so
very funny. Shawn Mendes played his first bat mitzvah on Saturday. Get this.
Oh, yeah. How much? Who? Okay. Is the person somebody we know that hired him?
You don't know his name. J. Darius Bickoff. He created Vitamin Water and Smart Water.
Oh, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Okay, back about 5 years ago, he surprised his wife for their 10th wedding anniversary with a Justin Timberlake performance, as you do. $1.3 million for that. But this party was Shawn Mendes and Grandmaster Flash DJing for all the 13-year-olds.
Man.
Oh, and 40 to 50 horse carriages waiting to escort the guests from the temple to the party at the Plaza Hotel. Cost between $5 and $7 million. Man, I'd just be on the bat and bar mitzvah circuit. Make it big. Perform in front of like 200 screaming kids. Why not? Celine Dion is doing well with her Vegas shows. She has a bronze cast of her late husband's hand, and she shakes it before every show.
Aww.
You can tell they were so close. That's just something she needs to do before she goes on stage. I didn't talk about Kim Kardashian's new fragrance and how she sent it to all her enemies, too.
Her haters.
Kimoji hearts. In just 4 days, it's made $10 million.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I want to talk to someone who's bought it. Text us. 314-531-9898. I want to know what it smells like. Because, you know, I bought Debbie Gibson's Electric Youth perfume back in the day.
But she was wholesome.
But it smelled like bug spray. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was. I remember that stuff. Oof.
I think that was before you could test it out. And now it's time for celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Gary Williams.
Oh.
Who's that? Is he a composer?
No, that's John Williams.
Oh, yeah.
This is Kevin's father-in-law,
right.
Gary.
Yes, okay. Star of many trash burnings.
Happy birthday, Gary.
71, doing well. Thanks, Gary.
You said 71 like it was a question. 71? Okay, no, really. It's Axl Rose's birthday today.
I'm going to say 53.
56.
Well, I think those are really good guesses.
That's right. Say, 56.
Nope. Hey! 56 is right, is what I'm going to say.
Not going to Rickroll you, but it's Rick Astley's birthday today.
Yeah, that's a hard one because he looked old back in the day.
Yeah, but he was still looks young. Good. He was a teenager when he started getting hit. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he had that senator hair. Well, then if he was young, I'm going to say he is 50.
48.
I think he's a little older than that. 51.
52.
No. Oh, okay.
And finally, we were just talking about him the other day because he plays Lee Miglin on American Crime Story.
Oh, yeah, from MASH. What's
but is
name?
Better known, yeah, for his role on MASH, Mike Farrell.
Ooh.
Mike Farrell. DJ Honeycutt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say he's 78.
74.
79.
79 is right. And after starring as Lee Miglin, he's just happy to still be alive.
Wow. Oh, that's a bad...
I'm going to give you a spoiler alert only because...
It's a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a heavy episode. Judith Light. She's a fine actress.
Ooh, she's tough as nails in that one.
Yeah, she is.
And, of course, The Bachelor. We don't want to spoil it for you, but...
A lot of people are happy today.
Yes.
Because, spoiler alert, Crystal's gone.
All right. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens. It certainly has been an
event. Y98, man, NBC has had quite a week. Super Bowl on Sunday and opening ceremonies for the Olympics on Friday. I know they showed a lot of promos for that during the Super Bowl, and everyone is excited.
I'm so excited because you realize how bad TV is on it. Like, if you have nothing going on, mm-hmm. you just flip through mm-hmm. stations, there'll be something exciting every single night.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Are you doing you and your friends usually do
a opening Super Bowl party.
Opening ceremonies party.
Mm-hmm. And usually food from the host country.
Are you doing it this year?
Maybe some Korean barbecue. We're talking about it. We were like, oh, shoot, it's Friday.
Because you just hosted your own party, so you're not on the hook this time.
Right.
Somebody else has to host.
But South Korea, did you hear? security there. Over 1,000 security have fallen sick with the norovirus.
What's that?
You know how people get it on the cruise ship where it spreads? Everyone's very sick, lots of intestinal.
Oh, that's great for the athletes
distress.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all.
That's a little scary. You know, I had the opportunity to go to one Olympics, and it, if you ever get to, do it.
Yeah.
Mine was a station trip, but still, it was. I got to go to Atlanta for the Summer Olympics, and it was just such a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Well, we should be excited here in St. Louis because, you know, we hosted the 1904 Olympics. And did you know that the 1904 Olympics predated the Olympic rings?
I didn't know that, but you're right. We don't have any landmarks of the Olympics, really.
And up until, well, just now, we were not given permission by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, to display the rings, or as they're called, spectaculars.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, we now...
I had no idea.
We're now able to display two Olympic spectaculars, sculptures of the Olympic rings, at sites that are historically linked to the 1904 Olympics. So the first one is going to be at Washington University. They have the 1904 Olympic Stadium. And by the way, the birthplace of the Olympic gold medal. It's going to be 16 feet wide and 9 feet high.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be in the northeast corner of Francis Field.
That's cool.
The oldest modern-day Olympic stadium in active use. And it'll be, you'll be able to interact. Like, I think you'll be able to go up and, like, touch them. It's not going to be something where you can't.
It's in a glass case of emotions.
A site for the second spectacular.
That's a good trivia question.
Will be chosen at a later date. Yeah. What's the other name for the Olympic rings?
Didn't know.
But we weren't, even though we hosted the Olympics, we weren't allowed to display the rings until right now.
And there are so few cities that get that opportunity.
Right. Especially in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And everything was invented at that Olympics. You know, I mean, everything. Speaking of the Winter Olympics, the countries with the most Winter Olympic medals.
Ooh, it's got to be Russia, right?
No.
I think.
Well, I mean, they're one of the top. They're number 10. They have 124.
Oh, 10? That's lower than I thought.
China?
Canada.
No.
Canada.
Canada's number 6, 170.
Well, then USA.
Number 2, 282.
Okay. Oh, we're behind like Sweden or somebody.
Yeah, similar. Sweden's 8, 144.
Norway?
Norway, number 1.
Okay.
329 to our 282.
Wow.
Germany's 3rd. Austria's 4th. And then Finland 7. Switzerland 9.
Surprised Russia is not higher.
I know, right?
They're not going to be higher after this Winter Olympics.
No.
Lance Hildebrand, it's a commute that kept you on your toes this morning with a police chase.
Yeah.
How's everything looking now?
Pretty good. Fun fact, by the way, about the 1904 St. Louis Olympics, which I'm sure NBC probably is happy that it doesn't do this anymore. The 1904 St. Louis Olympics lasted 146 days. 5 months.
Well, they had to get there.
Right.
And only 12 countries came. That was it. 12 countries. That was it in the 1904 Olympics.
I wonder if they got it. Never mind. A bad line. I'm not even going to do it.
Discretion is the better part of valor.
It really is.
Traffic is sponsored by David.
Halsey, bad at love on 198. Bad at love, but great at math. And this is bananas. I saw this headline last week about In-N-Out Burger and how much the managers make, but I didn't have a lot of details about it. So I didn't
believe it.
I believed it, but now it makes more sense. As a manager for In-N-Out Burger, I've had them out in California.
Yeah, I've never had them.
I've had them. They're all right.
They're good. I mean, it's like they're a local thing.
Yeah.
It started in California, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't know a really good... They're California.
Right,
California.
Right.
California.
Store managers have the potential to earn $160,000 a year.
Store managers, not a
wow
regional manager, Not the
assistant to the manager, right. Or the assistant manager, mm-hmm. The store manager, $160,000 a year. Here's the deal. Let's say you're the manager of another fast food place. You can't just walk in and become a manager. Every manager, it's kind of like undercover boss when they look at all these great managers and then they have to do these other tasks throughout the company. Store managers for In-N-Out Burger have to start as an hourly worker. That means you clean the floors, you serve takeout through the drive-thru window, you learn all the secret menu items. So you really work your way up and work every single job before you become the manager that so you know more about the company.
Yeah. And you know what your employees are dealing with. If you heard somebody complain, you can put yourself in their shoes.
Yes. You're right.
Workers, here's the deal, $13 an hour. It's about $2.50 more than California's current minimum wage. But the job also comes with health insurance, vision and dental, 401k, and a paid vacation.
Nice.
What? A paid vacation? I didn't even know that was something that was on the table anywhere.
Right.
And that is quite a job.
I know.
How many, you don't know all this information, but how many In-N-Out Burger joints are there?
I don't know how many total. Man,
$160,000 a year. I mean, I'm already acting like I'm manager. I wouldn't get past the drive-through window.
Need new brakes? CarX Tire and Auto has lifetime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.